Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
I must be Wayne.
You are Wayne.
I'm sitting here in my hot babe in a Hawaii shirt.
It's because it's hot. We're in the middle of a heat wave.
We are.
And this is episode 69.
Wow. It's older than I am.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Anyway.
So after our break with a few weeks where we did some encore presentations of our first three podcast that we ever did for new listeners to enjoy, we are back with you this week, and you found a really good article that we wanted to share this week that's leading up to the 4th of July holiday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is 40 fun things to do on the 4th of July to entertain the whole family.
Yep.
Not just one or two, but everybody.
Everybody, yes. This is more family-oriented, geared towards couples that have children. We try to hit all of our audiences, and we're going to do some more things in the future that cater to different people in our audience. But this one's for families, and we thought a great scripture to go with this would be Matthew 11:28 in the ESV, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And that was Jesus telling us that when we're burdened by the world, that we need to come to him and give our burdens to him, and he will give us his peace and his rest. And there are many times in the Bible where it says that rest is good for us, that we should rest. God even talks about it in creation, in Genesis, where he rested after he created. And it's important to spend time together as a family and do things together to get away from the stress and busyness of day-to-day living and do some fun things. And here in the United States, we have a holiday coming up, not this coming week, but the following week, mm-hmm. the 4th of July. That's when we celebrate our independence from Great Britain.
Yep.
When we became a country, when we declared ourselves to be our own country, the United States of America. And it's a day that's it's a national holiday, so most people have off on that day. Not everybody, but a lot of people have off on that day. Of course, school is out because it's July, and it's a time where families will take trips. People will take it because you have a paid holiday off on Thursday. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are taking Friday off. I know in my office, I will be the only one working on Friday because everybody else has taken off, so I have to hold down the fort. And so here are some fun things that you can think about doing together as a family.
Mm-hmm. And this is off of the Pioneer Woman website.
I was surprised when you showed this to me. I thought she just did cooking stuff.
I did too. If you've ever watched the Food Network?
Food Network. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it Ray Drummond?
Ree Drummond.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's her. That's the Pioneer
Woman. She's the Pioneer Woman. Mm-hmm. Yep. And she has some great recipes, because mm-hmm. I actually make her barbecue and her macaroni and cheese,
yes.
Gluten-free, of course. But her website's great to get recipes, mm-hmm. but apparently she has lifestyle articles on her website as well.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you go to this website, if you look at this website, there are grilling recipes and crafts and a whole bunch of different things, links for different things on there.
Yeah, so they're embedded into the 40 ideas for things to do for the 4th of July.
Yep, so... Mm-hmm. Shall we start at number one?
Sure, let's start with number one.
Number one is make red, white, and blue treats. And of course, there is a recipe link here. These are July 4th red, white, and blue ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, so you have to go look at the website. They're really pretty. They're in ice cream sandwiched in between two cookies that have red, white, and blue sprinkles on them.
Yep.
So, and if you're not from the United States, the colors that we associate with patriotism are red, white, and blue. They're mm-hmm. in our flag. And so that's what people will use to decorate for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Number two is to have an outdoor patriotic movie marathon.
Yeah, so, and I thought this was good. It's like, if you're not into historic movies or inspirational stories, you could look at some classic 80 movies or
Ooh,
your favorite
yeah.
war films and just sit back and relax. And they have a picture of a screen. I think it's maybe a sheet or maybe a screen mm-hmm. up in the backyard. And I know I have a classmate that I see on Facebook. She posts, her husband has a screen that he puts up in the yard, and they do family movie nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the feeling that maybe the neighborhood comes, I don't know, but they get a campfire going mm-hmm. and then they project a movie out in their yard.
Well, I know we've heard of people in the past that just put an old sheet up outside.
Yep.
Put it like on their shed or on their barn or something like that and show movies and stuff.
Right.
Oh, here we go. Here's one for me. Host a hot dog eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. People tend to grill picnic-type food on mm-hmm. on the 4th of July, so yep, that's a good one. What else do they have?
Let's see what else they have here.
Oh, blast a patriotic playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, cue up a festive and lively playlist full of everyone's favorite patriotic tunes. You could even enlist your most musically inclined guests to pick up a guitar or a mic for a fun jam session.
Mm.
I always think of John Philip Sousa and the Stars and Stripes Forever mm-hmm. when I think of 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seems to be at a fireworks display. They would always play that.
Yes. Yes. That's typically played at a fireworks mm-hmm. display. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, number five is make refreshing cocktails, or if you refrain from alcohol, mocktails.
Mocktails.
And it says that you could come up with something patriotic themed for a red, white, and blue cocktail for mm-hmm. your party if you're having guests over.
Yep. Oh, look, you can even shop for the glasses.
Oh, yes.
They have a recipe, but you can actually shop for the glasses that they're using here
yes.
in the photos.
There's
as
all
well.
Kinds of links in here. We have not followed all the links.
Nope.
Just that's a disclaimer.
Yep.
We've only read the article.
Hmm.
Oh, plan patriotic outfits. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to show off your patriotic pride? Dress up in your favorite red, white, and blue attire and see who could pull off the most patriotic outfit.
Hmm. I would not have thought of that. I don't have any patriotic outfits.
No, you don't.
I have some with a lot of colors.
You'd be patriotic if you lived in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Well, at least to the state.
Or at least to the state.
To the state, not to the country, yeah. But yeah. What else they have?
Oh, visit a national monument.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. We're not that far from Philadelphia. And
yeah.
We're really not that far from Washington, D.C.
Right. So there'd be, lots of things that we could do.
There's a lot of stuff there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else do they suggest?
Yeah. Ooh, go to an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
We have several of those that are, within an hour, 2 hours from us. We have a couple.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that would be something to do.
That would be good, yes. Yeah. Lots of food
mm-hmm.
and amusements and water and mm-hmm. stuff. Rent a boat.
Oh, yes. So if you're somewhere on a river or a lake where they have a boat rental, you can, especially pontoon boats are easy to drive. They're fun to do. So if you live, we used to live along a river, and at the local marina, you could rent a pontoon mm-hmm. boat, and it was a fun thing to do.
And we have a local state park here where you can, they don't have pontoon boats, but you can rent like motorboats, or you can rent canoes, or you can rent kayaks,
yes.
or
mm-hmm.
what are the ones, paddleboards?
Paddleboards,
you can rent those by a couple hours or all day if you want.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And if you have a pool, it talks about playing pool games.
So, yeah, you could do like some pool floats or races or something with some mm-hmm. squirt toys or...
Oh, squirt toys are always fun.
Diving for things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we used to have friends of ours, they would have birthday parties and they would put coins, they'd throw a hand, however old the person was.
Oh, yes, yes.
They would throw a handful of coins into the deepest part of the pool, and then whoever's birthday it was would have to dive in and get them.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was always glad we didn't have one of my birthdays there. Learn some American history trivia. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, let's see.
And they have a link for July 4th fun facts. Interesting.
Let's try to do that. Oh, number 12 is decorate your home. Whether you're throwing a patriotic party or having a child day at home.
Chill day.
Oh, what am I? I can't read. I was saying a child day?
Chill day.
Like, you have your kids with you? A chill day at home, sprucing up your space with red, white, and blue accents is a surefire way to add festive spirit to your day. And you can buy them if you have a dollar store.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the dollar store. But it's fun. That's something you could do as a family, is just make some out of paper. Get some scissors, paper, and some crayons and markers and make your own.
Like we used to do in the old days when we were kids.
Yes, that's right.
I can still make a mean snowflake.
Yeah, well, let's not. Oh. Although a snowflake would be kind of nice right now.
Yeah, it would be.
If it was a real one.
Yeah. Anyway. So 13 is have a beach cookout. So if you live near a beach, you could have a cookout. Mm-hmm. Heck, you could have a cookout without the beach.
Make a patriotic wreath. So that's, again, decorating. You could sit down as a family and work on a wreath project together. That could be interesting. I never thought of trying that together as a family. Oh, here's a good one. Enjoy an outdoor concert. Lots of times the communities will have band concerts or symphonies concerts on the 4th of July or around that weekend time. And you might have something in your community that you can check that's free, that you can just take a few lawn chairs and pack a picnic lunch or some drinks and enjoy that.
I know a lot of times they'll do like festivals or carnivals this time of year, close to the 4th of July. Visit a historical landmark. We've talked kind of about that when they talked about going to a monument.
Oh, to a monument. That's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, same
they
thing,
kind
yeah.
of repeated themselves here. Here's one you'll like.
Oh, go fishing. Yeah. Basically, just when you have time off, Independence Day is a good time for classic summer activities. Go fishing.
Yep, that's your favorite one. Get out and enjoy some nature.
Yep.
Visit a national park. Yeah, so that you're up for traveling.
Or if you live by one.
If you live by one.
Attend a parade. That's something, I don't know how many they have around this area. I know when we were growing up, all the communities around where I grew up.
Yes. I think they have Memorial Day parades a lot around here. There was a lot of those. I'm not sure how many 4th of July parades there are. If there are any, we'll have to look.
Yeah, I don't know. I know, I know growing up, I mean, I lived in the middle of nowhere, but we had a 4th of July parade.
I remember going to that some after we got married.
Yes.
And Ashley rode her pony in one.
Yes, she did. Go on a hike. Ooh, make a red, white, and blue trifle.
Yes, so this looks delicious. So, of course, this is more what I would expect for the Pioneer Woman. Their recipe is included.
Yep, it does look yummy. Oh, go berry picking. That's a thought. I know we live close to a local orchard, and they are in, let's see, strawberries are in season, blueberries are in season.
I think strawberries have ended, but blueberries, raspberries, and cherries.
Cherries
are in season. Yep. You can go pick. Yep. And they'll be open. They're always open on the summer holidays for picking.
Oh, yeah. Learn to tie-dye. I would not have thought of that one.
I would not have thought of that as a holiday activity, but I guess you can.
Yeah. Host a block party.
Yeah. So, yeah, have a party for the neighborhood.
Yeah,
that'd be a great idea.
Play ball.
That's the classic American pastime is to go to a baseball game.
Yep. Which I don't know if they're, I think they're talking about playing ball, but you could also go to a game. Have a picnic. Now, that's pretty classic there.
Yeah, I think we associate that with the 4th of July.
Fried chicken.
Yes, you like fried chicken.
I do. That's a classic picnic food.
Yes, okay, keep scrolling.
I love fried chicken. Anyway, bake a flag cake. Yep. Wouldn't have thought about that, but that does fit in with this particular individual.
Recipe included.
Recipe included, Go camping. I was just talking to somebody at church today. They were camping last week, and they're going camping again this coming week.
Yep, I know a lot of people that are going camping over the long weekend.
Yep, they also said it was very hot. They tent camp.
Ooh.
So, yes, they said it was very hot. Ooh, watch fireworks.
That's my favorite 4th of July activity. And you can always go to your local, whatever's local in your community, but if you can't get anywhere to go to fireworks, I believe it's the public broadcasting station, PBS. Look for your local PBS station, and if you have cable, and they broadcast the fireworks from New York City, from the harbor. Yes. So, and there's a symphony orchestra that plays music to go with the fireworks, and it's spectacular. So it's worth watching on TV if you can't get somewhere in person.
Yep.
hang out up an American flag. That's what you'll see, a lot of American flags mm-hmm. decorating the fronts of homes all over the place. This is a great one. Play mm-hmm. backyard games. And a big thing around here is called cornhole. It's two boards with holes in that are, I don't know how many feet
probably
away from
20,
each other.
Probably about 20, 30 feet apart. Not real far.
You have to throw three beanbags and get them in the hole to get mm-hmm. points. But I love the picture in this article is of croquet. That's classic that's how old we are. But there's people on this probably listening to this going, what the heck is croquet? But that was a fun game when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Horseshoes.
Yep, horseshoes. That's
quoits.
Another one. Yep,
quoits. Quoits, yep.
Yep. What's 32? Have a water Ooh. Balloon fight.
Well, now that does sound fun. Yep. That's fun on a hot day.
Yes.
Adults and kids.
Yes, that would be great.
Although some adults don't get into that much, but we won't get there.
We won't talk about that.
Ooh, set up an ice cream bar. That's fun.
Yeah, you know, that's an easy thing if you want to have the neighbors over, but you don't want to have a full-out cookout or meal or worry about all those details, is just have an ice cream bar.
Mm-hmm.
Have everybody come over and put toppings on some ice cream and socialize and
yep.
watch some fireworks.
Yep.
Now, this is for all the dog crazy people. 34 is dress up your pooch, and so you can get little outfits to dress up mm-hmm. your dog for the holiday.
Break out the sparklers. It's not a 4th of July celebration until you light some sparklers.
Although, be careful. Safety first.
Be careful. Safety mm-hmm. first. Read up on American history. Oh, do arts and crafts.
Do arts and crafts.
Mm. Ooh, here's one. We've done this with the boys uh-huh. off and on. Set up the sprinkler.
Yep. If you don't have a pool, get out the sprinkler.
Yep. Ooh, here we go. Roast marshmallows.
Oh, the boys love this. They like to make s'mores, mm-hmm. so that would be a fun thing to do on the holiday.
It would be. It's interesting. When you get a group of people around, how many different ways there are to roast marshmallows
mm-hmm.
and how many do them correctly and get them done to the right doneness. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think number 40 is it, right? Yes, number
yes.
40. And that is to have a volleyball tournament.
Oh, yes. So if you don't have a place to play volleyball, lots of people, like if you're at the beach for the weekend,
oh, yeah.
there's volleyball nets at the beach, but have something else. Like the boys all of a sudden had discovered badminton.
Oh, yes,
and they love
have.
Badminton. And what was that game? We were at a graduation party and they had this.
Oh, yeah.
It was a net. It was like a cross-shaped net. It reminded me like Foursquare, only up in the air, only instead of on the ground.
Oh, Foursquare. It was like Foursquare.
It's a game.
It's like that.
Where
yeah.
you like, it's kind of like volleyball and badminton mixed together. I don't remember what it's called. We'll have to figure out.
Yeah.
But that would be fun. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, so we will drop the link for this article in the description of the podcast so you can go check it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we suggest that whether you're a single and you're a dating couple or a married couple or a couple with kids, that you make some time to do something fun over
mm-hmm.
the holiday. And if you're living in different countries, pick a time over that weekend where you can do something together with your loved one or with your kids and your entire family and make some special time just for you to spend together as a family. And cast all your burdens on the Lord, give it to Him, put the cares of the world behind you,
yep.
and make spending time with the Lord part of what you do in any of these celebrations.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
Now I'm hungry for fried chicken.
All right, we'll see what we can do. All right, so until next time, we pray that your relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.